This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. And this is Focus on the Flathead. I'm your host, Ross Strauser, and a first-timer in the studio this week. He is Jeff Heyer from Whitefish, Montana. And Jeff, we're here to talk about a lot of things, but I want to ask what this means. An obsessive creator with a travel bug.
Well, that is a way you can describe me, Ross. That has been my mantra for quite some time.
Yeah.
I am an obsessive traveler, and I'm a very creative person. So my goal in life is to combine those two things, and that's what we're going to be talking about today.
All right. Sounds good. If someone were to ask you, what's your job in right now, like current job, do you have a job or is this all freelance stuff?
Yeah. I've been a freelancer for a long time, but my job right now is that I'm a social media nature series host.
Nice.
Yes.
I like that. So you do have a job. You actually have a title.
Yeah.
Obsessive creator with a passion for videography, photography, digital branding, and documenting the world. And we're going to get to that a little bit. But first, you want a little bit about you when you're not working.
Mm-hmm.
What do you like to do? What's going on in your life?
Well, I was born and raised in Whitefish, so I'm very outdoorsy at heart. I love climbing mountains, summoning those peaks and glacier. I love swimming in lakes and exploring whenever I can. I, like as you mentioned, love to travel, and I'm a big traveler. I love being creative, especially in the media space, videography, photography, those types of things.
Let's go back in time a little bit and let's see how this all got into your system, how it got into your blood. What happened?
Well, Ross, you actually have something to do with this story. You actually got my start in the world of media because I've known you for a long time.
Yep.
And I started on a kids radio show online, which is what we now call a podcast.
Right.
Yep. And it was called Jungle Jack Zuniacs. And as the name implies, it was all about animals, wildlife, conservation, and guest star Jack Hanna.
Yeah. And you traveled a lot with that show too.
Oh yeah. So you lined up all sorts of projects for us. It ran for 10 years. Is that right?
Pretty close. Yeah. You guys were little kids.
Yep.
How old are you now, by the way?
I'm 23.
It seems like you've been doing this most of your life.
Yep. So we started in fifth grade. And then this continued on until I finished high school. So that was a 10-year run.
Almost. I'll tell you, I remember some of the first ones. You and the other host were my children.
Right.
And you all had like really high voices. And then by the time you were done, you were a baritone.
I know, right? In the first episode, we're all like high-pitched. And then by the end.
It was a great run, the traveling. And you guys did your own questions and learned a lot on that show, I hope.
We did. We traveled around zoos and zoological parks to learn what it's like to run a zoo and talk to professionals and all of the different wildlife categories. And that's kind of what planted the seed for what I do now.
You just returned from Maine. You've been overseas a lot. I've seen you in France. I've seen you in Africa. You do a lot of traveling. And describe what happens on your travels.
It started as just being a regular traveler, you know, going somewhere. But then as I kept going and going, I started to realize like what types of places I like to travel to. And those were natural destinations and more specifically like eco experiences. Because I have a passion for those themes. It's fun to experience this, but I want to like kind of convey what this experience is like and why it's significant in a certain way. And I started producing videos of me in these natural destinations explaining all these things, conservation stories, natural phenomenon, wildlife excursions, and now it's what I do full time.
I saw a little list of people you worked with, professions you worked with, like dentists, actors, entrepreneurs, tour guides. Can you tell us a bit about that? Because you made a big list and I just barely touched on it.
Yeah, I've had a videography business for a long time. That's how I started because like I have a passion for producing media and video content, sales and marketing material. And with doing that, you never know who's going to want a video for their own company or brand. So that list, as you mentioned, are just some of the names and people and profiles that I have produced content for.
That's great.
And you mentioned tour guide. This is a big one because I worked extensively with a tour guide based in Rome, Italy. Her name is Mitra. You can find her online at Tour Guide Mitra. She is a licensed historian and tour guide who runs a luxury travel company. So as you can imagine, those jobs were quite fun and interesting.
So all these things that you were doing, did all the work that you did in school, University of Montana, where you went to another place as well?
No, so I started at UVic up in BC, in Victoria, and then I actually transferred to the University of Montana, Missoula, and that's where I finished school.
So did all of that learning, all of the college experience come into play as you move into this realm of your life?
Yes, so I was pretty much had a special major in digital media. All these things kind of play into what I do now.
That's great. And at some point in your life, do you intend on making this your living?
Yes. So this concept, the Nature Series concept on social media, is very new. I started it about 8 months ago. Coming into 2023, this is what I'm going to be doing for the rest of the year. But social media is not my end game. My goal is to grow this on a network scale.
This is going to be fun. I want to hear more about it. Jeff Heyer is here, and we'll talk more with him in just a few minutes. Our sponsors are Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grinch Pediatric Dentistry. And Focus on the Flathead. We'll be right back on KJJR.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hi, I saw your ad for a checking account that earns interest on my money.
Oh, yes, that's our Plutonium account, and it requires $50,000 to open.
What? How am I supposed to grow my money when I can't even afford to open the account?
Introducing Kasasa, free checking, where even the smallest balance earns high yields, plus refunds on ATM fees nationwide. To find a Kasasa account near you, search K-A-S-A-S-A.
Kasasa, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
This is News Talk at 80 and 107.9 KJJR, and Focus on the Flathead is back, sponsored again by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. Our guest in the studio, Jeff Heyer. And Jeff, we're learning a lot about you, what you do, how you got to where you are. Mm-hmm. When we were not on the air a few minutes ago, you gave me a name, kind of what you're doing in the world today. What would you call it?
I am a social media nature series host. So that's kind of a mouthful, but essentially I am a social media personality and I get to produce videos about wildlife and nature content.
Nature series host. How did you get into that realm of it? You've done a lot of videography. You've done a lot of photography, but what specifically made you go into the animal realm?
You know this, Ross, because being part of Jungle Jack Zuniacs for 10 years, which was the show you produced way back when, this was all centered around these themes. And you had one of my idols, celebrity guest star Jack Hanna, which was an amazing honor to work with him and kind of see him each month. So he would come into the studio and explain his, you know, worldwide adventures all about these things. I was deeply inspired by everything he said, as you can imagine. And I was like, I want to do what you do one day.
Yeah.
And what he does on the network TV show or in today's world, social media is a tool I use to access a wide audience around the world. So that's kind of my platform.
Yeah. Explain describe your adventure series.
Right. So as of now, I create nature series. We are currently in the fourth one taking place in Yellowstone, but each series takes place in a different destination. I started this in Kenya. This then moved on to the state of Maine. I actually worked with the Maine Tourism Board to kind of highlight their nature experiences within that state. Then I took this to Glacier National Park, my home turf, because it just made sense that I take people in my own backyard where my nature love all began. And then now I'm in Yellowstone. That's what we're currently rolling out at the moment. So I have some projects slated for 2023, and I'm developing some more. And what this looks like is in each series, I make about 15 to 20 short form videos. They're bite-sized bits on a vast array of topics. Animals, wildlife, natural phenomenon, the history of national parks, all those things.
Yeah, I've watched many of them, and they are very interesting. You're very knowledgeable, and I'd like to think that you learned a lot of that working on the Jack Hanna show.
Oh, yeah. Well, I gleaned so much knowledge from him, and you gave me my first experience in media training.
Yeah.
So it's fun to be back in the studio.
And look how good you are at it.
Oh, thank you, Ross. I owe it to you. So,
what is the most fun you've had on one of these? Anything stand out?
Oh, my gosh, so many things. I mean, I seek out a lot of projects, but sometimes they come to me. So lately, new opportunities have come my way, and I'm very excited to work more in this world. It's just the possibilities are endless. Mm-hmm. And something I love to talk about is rhino conservation. I have an affinity for rhinos. So in the Kenya series, I took people to Old Pajeta Conservancy in Kenya, where we met the last two northern white rhinos in the world. That was an amazing segment. So I look forward to doing more stuff like that. And here in Montana, I'm hoping to bolster more responsible recreation, how to be a friend of the fish, why not to feed wildlife, kind of illuminate our collective responsibility to the wild, because I think people here would appreciate that sort of content being pushed out.
And how about domestically? Let's talk about Yellowstone and Glacier. Mm-hmm. Anything stand out there? I mean, there's so there. That is such a vast plethora of information. And I mean, you could go do weeks, I'm sure, at both of those locations.
Oh, totally. I mean, I can make the whole nature series just about those two places alone. And it being my backyard, it's been what I know. It's just what's deeply rooted inside me. So it's been fun to play with those topics and teach people who live here new things and people who want to come here things as well.
Okay. Does your adventure series have a specific name?
Well, right now we're just rolling with the Jeff Heyer Nature Series.
Okay.
But we, as this grows, you know, I'm going to be thinking about some other bigger names, I think. Maybe.
Where do you want this to go? Let's find out what you think about in the future, 3, 4, 5 years from now.
Right. Well, my end game is not social media. I think it's a platform that works for me right now because, you know, all I need is an account to these platforms.
Yeah.
And I post.
A springboard.
Right. And I would love to develop this into a series, you know, that you find on a streaming platform or something one day.
Right.
But for right now, I'm just building the audience to prove that if it was a show that it would work. So
wow.
Doing this platform, a way to make this a sustainable model, like a real show, is to gather sponsors who want to support these types of videos.
Yeah. Well, and there are so many that could fit this, I mean, just perfectly.
Totally.
How would someone get involved in sponsoring you too? Because it takes a lot of money to do this kind of thing, to travel especially.
Lately, I've been working with businesses and brands all around the world and attaching their names or their companies to these videos. So I'll open a video and say, this is brought to you by so-and-so. And then I'll talk about something like, why not to feed wildlife? And as I'm moving into 2023 and scaling this up, I'm looking to work with more businesses and brands, especially in the local community, who want to be included on these projects. And if you are one of those people listening right now, I'm ready to work with you.
How can we get a hold of you?
You can find me on social media, Jeff_Heyer, spelled JEFF_HYER. You can find me on my website, which is lifeofhigh.com. But social media is actually the best way to get in touch with me.
And Life of High is H-Y, right?
That's right. Yep, for my last name.
All right. Well, this sounds fantastic. We want to thank you for coming in, Jeff, and come back anytime. You got to give us updates on where you are and all your travels.
Oh, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for having me today.
You've been listening to the voice of Jeff Heyer, obsessive creator with a travel bug. And boy, did you just prove it in this little segment. It's Focus on the Flathead, a first timer here today. Jeff, thanks again for being here.
Thank you again.
Our sponsors are Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. We'll be back with another Focus on the Flathead next weekend right here on News Talk at 80 and 107.9 FM KJJR.